How do you unbreak Toni Braxton's heart?
Say you love me again.
Yay!
Ching-ching!
Welcome. Welcome, everybody, to Thriving and Surviving. We have hit a milestone that is very important to us. We are on episode 10.
Uno, dos. Never mind.
Wow. That was about to take a while to get through that. Episode 10. We're so excited. I don't know. It just feels like we've done a lot. I mean, nine is a lot. 10 is like, wow.
I feel like we've been doing this for months and it hasn't been that long, but.
Well, technically it has if we do one every week, Ashley.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Episode 10.
Y'all know what I meant, y'all.
Welcome to those who are listening. We want to give a big shout out and a thank you to all of our faithful listeners who have been listening since episode 1. And for those of you who've skipped around or this may be your first episode, we encourage you to go back and listen to all of the rest of them because we worked hard on it.
Yes, please go back, y'all. We love the support. We support y'all. But yeah, even if you don't support us, we're always going to support you. But that's neither here nor there.
Because we're those kind of people.
Yeah. But yes, thank you for those who have tuned in for all of our crazy shenanigans and stories. It's been fun.
Now, recap. Last episode, we had a great little time talking about the good old college days.
Yeah. All the memories.
Telling some stories that probably didn't need to be told. I was telling Ashley that I talked to my sister-in-law after this, and my brother was there, and I was telling her, he probably doesn't want to listen to the last episode. And she, like, says one key word, and he's like, oh, my God, why did you have to bring that up again? I tried to forget it, so... That was great.
Yes. It's crazy because there's so many more memories like and stories that I could tell you, but I'd have to kill you.
Or maybe we'll just get around to it later.
Or that, maybe.
Okay, cool. Other than that, how's your week been going?
You know, I'm still making it, I guess.
Still quarantine.
Still quarantine.
Yeah.
Still in isolation.
And guys, Ashley and I decided that we were going to record in person, A, because I was not loving the sound, B, because Ashley's been stuck in here by herself.
Yes, it's so lonely.
And I get tired of looking at her Facebook posts and like seeing the sadness, so I'm like, let me lend a little hand.
Y'all, I be bored, y'all, so just excuse any Facebook posts or tweets that look out of line or any random Instagram post, just like, no, it's because I am bored.
Well, me too, because clearly I've done a lot of things that
I did. You see my cookies that I decorated that were horrible?
I saw those videos.
I tried. I was over it.
I mean, a lot of them in the process looked like they were pretty nice.
I actually had a couple of people who were like, oh, this is cute. This is cute. I'm like, why?
I don't think they were as bad as you thought they were.
The fact that I was just even doing it on Instagram was just
A little different, like, for you, but I was just like, okay, this
people,
is happening.
People who know me, I really just, especially, I don't even like to show my face. I honestly don't like hearing my voice.
Speaking of not liking to show your face, you hate to show your face, but no, we're not going to go there today.
Why? What happened?
It's okay.
I really don't.
You it's do. Very... You know, because I tell you every time you post a video.
Oh, y'all, she's talking about, because when I do show my face, when I post a video, and she's not the first person to tell me this, and I don't know why I do it.
Every time
I post like a video and it is of my face, it's always super close.
I'm like, back up, back away from the camera.
And she'll literally be like, bro, back up.
But I only do it because my friend did it to me when I used to take selfies. He'd be like, okay, cool, can you back up? Like, you're way too close.
I don't know why. It's just
pretty. And you just keep doing it. At least I learned my lesson. You just keep doing it.
It's entertaining because I'm like, I really do. And I don't realize I'm doing it. Even when I try not to, it still ends up like close.
Maybe your arms are just too short.
One time my friend told me I had T-Rex on.
Okay. Anyways, my week has been, I would say... maybe an equal amount of boredom because I have done a few TikTok videos and that's not even my style.
You did?
I did. I did some video.
Which one? I'm a savage.
Okay, is that so kind of, but we did
I don't
it
know the dance. I refuse to get a TikTok.
Yeah, we did it to Carol Baskin. Have you heard that version?
Carol, yeah, I heard that one.
That's the only reason why I participated. That's hilarious. My little sister, my cousin, and I, my nephew, who was just like too cute in the video. And then we did the Don't Rush Challenge as well. The Don't Rush Challenge was kind of fun, actually. I actually got dressed for the first time in God knows how long. Like, what, 3 weeks? For real, for real? Put on some makeup and I did my hair. So that was different. I think I just posted it the other day. If you do want to see it, if you're just that bored, you want to see my video, then it's on my Instagram. And I did a photo shoot / makeup session. I know,
you look cute. You and your mom.
So remember last week I told you I purchased makeup from Juvia's place?
Yeah.
Well, it came in on Friday and I wanted to see how it was, if I liked it or what. And I did my own makeup in that video or those pictures. Can you believe it?
I'm usually like in the making.
Super plain Jane, and it's usually not good. Like, I realized my cousin was trying to help me. I put on blush incorrectly. I was contouring incorrectly. My eyeshadow was incorrect. She literally made me throw away all of my makeup except for the one that I just, or the ones I just purchased from Juvia's place.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, she said it was really bad. But that was the result of me doing my own makeup. So I'm very proud of myself. I told you I would rate it, and the makeup line is amazing.
That's exciting.
Literally. Like, it took, when I say a drop of the foundation to cover my whole face, like, a drop. And
did it feel good? Was it light? Was it heavy?
Yes, it was light. It was, y'all, it was their matte makeup, so version, so it was very light. Looked great the entire time. I have no complaints. If you're looking for a new makeup line, Juvia's Place, Black-owned. Very reasonable, if you ask me. They're having sales all the time, especially during quarantine. I think they just had like a 40% off sale for Easter. So I guess I can just double as my buy black since I rated it.
Yeah.
Well,
I actually bought black too. I went to Wanda J's restaurant and got me some food and it was good.
What'd you get?
I got the combo plate. So I got fried chicken and some fried fish. Shout out. I think I got the greens and macaroni.
Okay. Well, important topics. COVID. We're still talking about COVID-19.
I'm tired of it. I know y'all tired of it too, y'all. I'm tired of it too. But we're just like, want to make sure we're staying up with it.
Yeah, every day there's more current information. Events. Last week we talked about its impact on the African-American community. I feel like every day it's getting closer and closer to home. There's somebody calling like, yeah, such and such lost their cousin or uncle or something. I'm like, goodness, it's like literally taking over. We actually had a discussion today about gloves versus no gloves.
Yeah.
And I think Ashley and I were pretty much on the same page when it comes to the importance of cleanliness and sanitation. Well, let's just talk about it. There was a post on Facebook that one of my, someone I'm friends with on Facebook had posted. It was a sign that said, absolutely no gloves in store from management. And I thought that was stupid because if someone's trying to keep themselves safe and decides to wear gloves to do so, why shouldn't that be okay? And Ashley was explaining that it's basically because they don't want people like going other places wearing the same gloves and then bringing those germs into their establishment. But I was telling her, but I'm pretty sure that a lot of people aren't going to a lot of places and they're most likely putting on the gloves to go in the store and taking them off when they leave the store. And I think that that's okay. And what's the difference between, because they, you know, they say it's cross-contamination, but what's the difference between me going into the store with gloves, not taking them off, and then someone who doesn't wash their hands or use hand sanitizer going into the store with no gloves and touching everything? Isn't that still the same type of contamination? So I don't know. Maybe there's something about it that I don't know. Maybe gloves hold more germs. I don't know. I also wasn't going to look it up. So in my opinion, if you want to wear gloves, do so. But I mean, you still got to sanitize, but you're going to sanitize your hands. You can't just go around and
just don't be out there, you know.
Right. Think because you have on gloves, you're fine. And you're don't care what anyone else does. But
you still got to do your, you know, your safe practices when you're at home and out, all that. I was telling her, I was like, I've worn gloves, you know, and I haven't worn gloves. It really just depends on what you feel comfortable with. I've just been making sure for myself that I'm making sure when I do go out to the store or something, I immediately wash my hands when I get home. I actually have the little bit I have left of hand sanitizer in my car. I make sure I sanitize my hands when I get in the car. Although that doesn't kill all the, you know, the virus and bacteria, it still helps. I make sure you know, there's different places that have like sanitizing wipes, like Walmart's a big one. I'll take a couple of those and I'll wipe my steering wheel down, especially if I didn't wear gloves or something, or if I don't have to get a basket, I might go in for like one or two things and just grab that.
Yeah.
You know, so I'm doing different things to make sure I'm not just, you know, out here
being reckless
and stuff. But I think for me, it's just making sure I'm not in that panic mode, because I feel like when people panic, that's when common sense and logic goes out the window. Yeah. So then they just start doing stuff that don't make sense. So I'm just making sure, as long as I'm being clean and I'm making sure I'm doing what I'm going to do, you know, I pray to the Lord, you know, I'm good.
Yeah. There was a lady when I went into a store, maybe like a couple of weeks ago. I'm pretty sure she was battling cancer. I overheard her saying something to her daughter, who, by the way, was about 25. And they were complaining about this lady who had on gloves. And I was like behind her and I had on gloves, but they didn't say anything to me. They said something to the lady in front of me and they were like, well, they didn't even say anything to her. They just said it out loud, like trying to make it known, like, I don't know why people wear gloves. And they were like looking at her and I was like, excuse me? She touched the one thing that she was about to purchase and put in her bag. I mean, in her basket. That did not affect you at all.
Yeah.
So, like, why do you have a problem with that? And you don't have on a mask. You don't have on gloves. We don't even know if you sanitize your basket. But you have a problem with her grabbing something that she needs. It's just, it becomes too much. Take care of yourself.
Yeah.
Make sure that you're doing what you're supposed to do. And hopefully others are doing their part. And if not, then you social distance yourself. So, like, if we're in a store and someone's walking up on us, my mom will just stop and say, okay, if it's that serious for you to go, then go ahead. But we're not about to be, you know, this close to each other in the store. Like, it doesn't make sense.
And that's the key. If you're making sure that you're taking care of yourself, okay, I want to make sure I'm practicing the, you know, what they're saying we need to do, so then I can help myself. Not only help myself, I'm making sure other people are okay.
Right.
Even if they don't want to help themselves. You know what I mean? So, listen, I just need everyone to be out there. Be smart. Be safe.
Yes,
I
know it's if a, you're running, it's don't go to a trail where there's 100 people. If you are running and someone's running up on you, you get on the grass. And most of the time, that other person will get on the other side of the grass so you guys can pass
each
other.
That's what we've been doing. Every time I go on my walks, we have a sidewalk in front of my apartment. So when when I do walk, we'll just both, like, I might get in the grass and they stay on the thing or vice versa.
Mm-hmm.
We, you know, say hi. We've kept a distance and we keep it moving.
Absolutely. And most people are courteous that way. I don't think in any of my runs I've met one person who didn't move out of the way.
Yeah, so.
And I did the same thing because, I mean, people do want to be safe. No one's out here wanting to catch the virus. Yeah,
so like, just be smart, y'all. Think logically. I don't want to say don't panic. You know, it is a serious, but don't.
Take it seriously, but
don't get so over panicked. I know for some people who, you know, have, you know, really bad anxiety and things like that, it is hard. So sometimes you got to take that breath and just keep it moving. Don't let it stop your life, but don't let it.
Whatever life we have left.
Yeah.
But. So yeah, keep safe, stay home, practice social distancing, stay quarantined, and stay as healthy as possible. Don't be out there like some of us just snacking away. I have to go work out because I keep eating.
I gotta get it together.
But don't eat the Rice Krispie treat in the cabinet because it's there. Yeah, like we gotta do better. Ashley, do you have a song or movie or quote or lyric of the week?
No.
Wow.
I'm sorry, y'all. My mind went blank. Do you?
I kind of don't. We're going to move on to the next portion of this.
Randomness.
Oh, we're already at randomness. Okay, so for the topic today, we are going to just discuss a few of the most popular TV shows and movies that have recently come out.
Yeah.
And kind of rate it.
It's a spoiler alert,
okay,
y'all.
Cool. All right. Well, first up, which Ashley has not seen but has heard probably too much about, is Tiger Kings.
Yeah, I feel like I was there watching it with y'all just from all the memes and the funny things I've seen. So.
Do you remember him ever running for any office?
No.
Okay, me either. Like, when I saw it, I was like,
it was like a couple of years ago.
I know.
And I'm like, where was I?
Well, I mean, he didn't make it very far, but still, yeah. I don't remember it. There's a very great possibility that I saw something about it and was like, this is a joke and kept pushing. But I don't remember ever even seeing it.
I don't remember it at all.
I think, you know what? I'm just going to say it. Carol Baskin killed her husband.
She killed him, y'all. She killed him.
There's no doubt in my mind that woman killed her husband.
Just from the stuff that I've heard, and like, I want to say that they put out like another documentary, like to the documentary, apparently.
Really?
Like, or more information or something. I don't, this is just from, again, what I've seen on social media, but she killed him.
Yeah.
She fed him to them tigers, girl.
I mean, it just doesn't add up.
I don't know if it's real. I had saw something there saying that people are, some police department are starting to look back into the case from the documentary or something.
Cause I don't think they really have a choice. They're probably like, doggone it.
Because he just like disappeared. And I'm like, that's crazy.
And I was talking to one of our friends about how people probably perceive Oklahoma. Or people Oklahomans from this series. And I think that that's probably something that we should touch on. I remember moving to Texas when I was, I don't know, maybe like in the second, third grade. And the first question someone asked me, which is crazy because it was freaking Texas. Do you all like still ride horses and stuff?
I've been asked that too.
I was like, do you mean like we don't have cars? Like, is that what you're getting to, like getting toward? And they're like, yeah, like, you know, horse and buggy. No, we don't do that.
It's not 1873.
But we were in the third grade. So, you know, I'll give you that. But like, I honestly feel like people think that we are all like down here.
Hillbillies
and hicks. I didn't want to say it, but hillbillies and hicks.
No, when I was older.
With no teeth and wearing cowboy boots. And
I'm
Wranglers.
Telling you, I've had people, even when I was older than that, like high school, y'all got dirt roads and stuff. Yeah, y'all do too.
Right, everybody does.
A lot of people got dirt roads. Like, what you mean? I'm like, yeah, people ride horses, but we do drive cars. We have highways, uh-huh. Y'all.
Yeah.
And then I'm over here saying, y'all.
Yeah, but that's just country slang. Lord. That don't mean we are uneducated.
I know. I just, sometimes when I say stuff, I hear my little twang and it irritates me.
Did you ever go to the zoo?
Yeah. Wait, that zoo?
Yes.
Girl, no.
Okay.
They weren't like my thing.
Well, I've seen the signs like driving to Texas.
Yeah.
And have actually discussed it with my mom. Like, oh, you know, maybe we should take the kids. They would probably really like it. And then after that, I'm like, well, A, it's no longer there. B, I ain't going to none of those places. These people out here are crazy.
Yes.
Absolutely not. And the fact that they're moving it to off of 35, I believe, is what they're doing.
Yeah, that's Winstar.
Yeah, they're moving
like
it
right
to that little town.
Into Texas. Oh.
Yeah.
Interesting.
I'm still not going, but.
Oh, no, it's just.
Yeah. And then the guys in Joe, Exotic. If you're going to put a hit out on someone, let it be for more than $5,000.
Is that how much it was for?
If you're going to go to jail for attempted murder or whatever his charges were, let it be more than five. Like, you offering five. It was $5,000.
That's funny.
If
that
more
makes
than
it even
very
more
little.
Funny.
Yeah. The whole story is trash. And the people in the story are trash people. So
this just doesn't seem like this is a real story.
It doesn't. But you have to watch it. Like, I got through episode 2. I'm like, I'm not watching this.
I might watch it.
And someone was like, you got to finish.
I've just never been a big documentary type. Like, I don't know why. I just haven't. But I know someone was telling me about a documentary that he was watching. Something about the McDonald Monopoly gameplay. Which I never knew that it was like a scam until...
Was it like McMillionaire or McMillion?
Something like that. But he said it was good. But I'm just like, I've never been a doctor.
The Monopoly game was a scam?
Yeah.
I have to watch it.
Yeah.
I mean, I never was really into that Monopoly game, but I know people who...
I know people who were like in it, like collecting. And I remember we would eat at McDonald's, but it wasn't that much to where I was like keeping the pieces. But I know people who were like in it, like for real.
I always thought that... In order to win, you would have to go to McDonald's in, like, different states. Because I feel like all of, like, ones in one area had the same pieces.
Oh, it's, like, some crazy stuff. After he told me about it, I was, like, interested. So, I Googled. I wanted to know.
Still didn't watch it.
Because I don't know why documentaries were just, like...
We'll have to watch that one. Because I'm kind of interested to see what that one's about. Well, another show we finally got the fourth season to is Insecure.
Insecure.
And I watched it last night. Not with everyone else because I lost my mind. And it was good.
I liked it too. It was...
Okay. We have to ask the question. Okay, number one. Which character were you the most pissed off at in that episode?
I was more irritated with Molly.
Okay, why?
Because she's just like a trash friend. Like,
why? Why did you say that?
Okay, for one, Molly always has some like negative stuff to say, but I'm like, you need to look in the mirror, ma'am. Like, please turn around, look in the mirror. And then when someone tries to tell her stuff, she just like blows it off.
and does what she wants
and does whatever, and then she'll do the, like, they might tell her something, she'll act like it's whatever, and then she'll actually do it, but like in secret. Mm-hmm. And then, but she'll tell that other person, like, nah, don't do that, you stupid, blah blah. She's a horrible communicator to be a lawyer, I'll tell you that.
I think that Molly is an awful friend because she is one of those people who never really asks or listens to your problems unless she can say something negative about it.
Yeah.
So, like, instead of, like, looking... Okay, so when she found out the situation with Issa and whatever that girl's name is...
Condola.
Like, me as a friend, I would have sat back and said, okay, my problem's really not that serious. Niggas date other people while they're dating me all the time. Literally, especially if you don't make it clear. But the fact that your friend is having to work, something that she's passionate about, working with a woman who's dating her ex, I probably would have, like, took a real moment and said,
like, that's a real...
All right, sis, we gotta talk about this.
And the thing is, she act like she was mad. Like, what are you mad for? It's not you. Like, you're mad at Issa for still dealing with the... You gonna still work with her?
Like, everybody ain't got... Everybody ain't a lawyer.
She literally said, I like her. Mm-hmm. She didn't know until they already made it a connection, right. You know, established something. And then she found out, yeah, that is definitely an awkward thing.
It's a complicated situation.
It's a complicated situation. But, like, what are you mad for?
Instead of concerns.
Instead of, like, oh, well, like...
What are your thoughts?
How do you feel?
Yeah. Yeah.
So you're not going to be kicking it. You're not going to work for her no more, right?
Are you going to pay my rent?
Are you going to pay for sponsors or for my thing?
Are you, like, my main sponsor?
Girl, that's not how... I was just like... She was being very insensitive in that moment, I feel like.
And I feel like a lot of it was because of... She was into her feelings about, oh, dude.
Yeah. Like, Asian bae. That's what they call them.
I know. But yeah. Oh, God. Okay, I can't think of the other character's name. The one with the blonde hair. What's her name?
Tiffany.
Oh, my God. I can't stand Tiffany. I actually feel like I got some bad friends, but Insecure make me feel like my friends are, like, top notch. Tiffany, like, okay, if Ashley is my friend and I have another friend who is considering or who has met Ashley's ex and I'm friends with both of y'all and they ask me about him, the first thing I'm gonna say is, hey, he just got out of a relationship with my friend and it didn't end well. He may be a little hurt. I don't really even know if it's all the way over. The least I'm going to do is warn you. If you ask me for my permission, it's probably going to be a, nah, I can't be in the middle of this. But I feel like she was just kind of like, eh, I'm going to make my own decision. It's not going to work out anyway, so whatever. That's how she made it sound. But to me, it was probably like a selfish moment of, because Tiffany's kind of the same way. This isn't really about me, so I'm not really worried about it. And then, like, once you find out what's going on, you just want to brush it all under the rug, yeah, like nothing ever happened.
She was like,
you could have prevented this. This is your fault.
She was like, oh, that's the person you're dating?
The guy you went out on one date with?
So you knew she went out on a date
with him. Right. But my favorite part was Issa was like, when she was sitting at her desk and she was like, where are your exes? So I was like, oh my God.
Where's your exes so I can push up one of her something right. Like that.
I'm like, that was actually my thought. That was actually my thought.
I was cracking up. She always, like, has these awkward moments. I'm like...
And Lawrence is a great guy. Sure, whatever. But I also, I don't know, like, I don't feel like there was not enough time invested for this to be the issue that it was. Condola, are you that invested in Lawrence that, like, which one's more important? I just can't figure it out. I'm done with Lawrence.
But she might really like Lawrence. We don't know. You know, she said they have been dating for a month and they seem to, you know, get along. So
1 month, Ashley?
Listen.
1 freaking month?
Girl.
Okay. I mean, all right.
You might, people can like someone after, you know, connecting with them after 2 or 3 times. You can, like, I really like this person.
I get it. But you know what? Condola's not even the problem. To be honest, it's more of Lawrence who's the issue.
Why do you say that?
Because if you've ever been with someone for 5 years, the connection that you have with that person is like, it's a weird bond. You've literally spent your adult years with this same person. They had been together since what? She was 24 at that point. She said 5 years. She had just turned 29, I think, that season. So my point is, you know how close you were to her. You know who this person is. It's this new woman. As a man, like, I don't feel like men connect like that quickly. Is it really that important to you to be with this woman? knowing that she has to work with your ex, knowing the complications that come from that. Do you want your ex all in your new relationship? Because realistically, y'all have mutual friends. And nigga, when you showed up to that baby shower at your ex's friend's house.
But you have to remember, he's friends with Tiffany's husband.
Which makes it worse. You know that everybody in that room is connected in some way, shape, or form. You should have went outside of that house to find your next bae. That was an awful idea. Like, where was your thought process in all of that?
I don't think he was just trying. So
he wasn't thinking about it. He's a man.
I guess I'm playing devil's advocate. But, like, it's not like he was going to the baby shower to be like, hey, I'm meet my next, you know, meet his little next woman, you know, or whatever. It just so happened he bumped into someone and they had a genuine connection.
Yeah, but you also knew where you were. Okay, Ashley, so I come to your house and you're having a party and your boyfriend invites your best friend's ex and I'm like, oh, cool. Ashley, I met this really cool guy. Like,
so I'm not gonna lie. It's gonna be a little awkward at first. There's a difference because Issa and Condola had a relationship. If you don't have a relationship with my other friend, I can't necessarily be like, oh, that's a bad idea. For that situation, her and Issa had connected, you know, at a different time, and they just didn't know that there was another connect. You know what I'm saying? There was two different connections forming, and they didn't know. That's different.
My thing is, totally different. There were a few.
But Tiffany could have been the determining factor.
At least one of them. There were a few problems in that situation. A,
she knew her and Issa were working together, and she knew that she had connected with Lawrence. So she already knew that there was a common, like, oh, there's a common
Tiffany's the first problem, for
so
sure.
So Tiffany definitely could have gave, hey.
Heads up. You don't even have to stop it. But you could tell Issa, like, hey, that's probably what I would have done. Hey, Lawrence kind of asked about one of my friends. Like, oh, like, then Issa could have been like, okay. You know, like, or whatever.
Once you found out that she was working with your friend, mm-hmm. and then you knew about her and Lawrence.
Yeah.
There should have been a heads up. Hey, just so you know, so-and-so and so-and-so kind of went out on a date. I don't know how, because you can tell she was like, oh, I didn't know it was that serious. Thought it was just one date. Mm-hmm. You know, I don't know how serious it is. I'm just letting you know. So then you're not surprised.
Yeah.
And that's where the mess up was, I think.
I agree. That was one, but I'm still sticking with Lauren's. That just wasn't the place.
I was mad at Lawrence whenever she was like, I think I'm friends with your ex. He said, what ex? Boy, you know what ex she talking about. Don't get popped in the mouth.
I mean, she crazy, but she not that kind of crazy. Is she though? Because you were on the couch for like 2 years getting your business.
I think it was like together. Longer than that.
So let's not call her crazy just yet. Okay. Okay. But yeah, first episode. Other than that, Issa is struggling like all of us. Maybe not all of us, but like a lot of us have been doing. I'm feeling like her low point is TSA Bay.
What she said, calling full-size niggas or whatever.
I just don't get it. He's just like all the way.
That whole scene cracked me up because like it was just funny.
Okay, I do have a question. I have been, watching since season one. I've not seen that many sex scenes in one show.
I feel like it was a little
overwhelming.
Have you never seen Power, ma'am?
Right, but this is not Power though. So Power is more of a hood raunchy, like you kind of know what you're getting into. I just didn't expect it. I didn't expect three. There were three.
Three what? Oh, in this, like the actual having sex in this episode. Mm-hmm. When Lawrence was hitting all them girls in that last season?
Don't remember that.
Girl, he literally like.
But that was like one scene though, wasn't it? Like back to back. This is like.
But he was hitting it.
You're getting like but a he was whole minute. Them. But you're getting a whole minute right here. And then you're getting a whole 2 minutes right here. And then you're getting another whole minute there. I was like, bro, you added 4 minutes, but you added 4 minutes of sex. I just felt like it was unnecessary.
People have sex, Lindsay.
Adults, but still, it was, I don't know, I just felt like it. I often feel like sex in some TV shows or movies are unnecessary, period.
Sometimes
like,
they're awkward.
You can explain it without actually showing it, but I mean, that's just my personal opinion. You clearly don't feel the same way. I was just like, wow, okay, cool.
I mean, I saw somebody on Twitter was like, I'm tired of seeing Lawrence's ass cheeks.
But for real though. Like, wow.
So y'all want to see the full size nigga? I mean, some people
I didn't.
Somebody liked them full size men. It's all right. I'll take me a full size man.
Ain't nothing wrong with it, but I don't I'll take me a thick see any of it. It ain't just him. It was it's him, just, Lawrence, and funny. Everybody else. It was too much.
I'm still more irritated with Molly, though. Like, Molly, you literally were messing with a married man.
But the bad part
and
is...
And knew he was married.
Oh, the open relationship?
Yeah, she was with a married man. I don't care if it's an open relationship or not. He's married.
Well, to be fair...
Nope.
I do not agree with anybody being with anyone in any type of relationship that is with someone else. But... I think it's something that... Like, a concept that... I can't comprehend because I don't live that life. But I mean, I guess
live it either.
That's... Right. But for some people, like, that's literally their life. And so, like, in my mind, I'm thinking I'm not going to judge you for it as far as like being like you're a bad person to Molly when that's the relationship that him and his wife set up.
But I
would
think
I be
was...
able to do it? Absolutely not.
I think it's more because how she acted within that. She used to get mad when he would go home to his wife.
Because realistically, I feel like that's the only, like, you can't be with someone who's with someone else and be sane the entire time. Like, I don't think that happens. Unless you're doing something on the side too. Other than that, it doesn't, we're not wired that way. Women, to me, women are not wired in a way that they can just be with somebody who is with somebody else. Like, you're sharing yourself emotionally.
I don't
see how that's possible.
I don't want to share. It's different if you're just like, oh, I'm just dating. Like, oh, we're having fun, whatever. You can date other people. Literally, if we're just going on dates.
Okay.
But once I am intimate with you, that's where for me it's like, okay, are you being intimate with anybody else?
I think you have to establish that from the beginning.
Well, yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, once there's like, y'all get down to the nitty gritty, I'm not going to just be out here with multiple people.
I agree. I do. But like I said, we live in a whole different day, age, and time.
Where
people are doing things that may have not been super comfortable years before. But at this moment, I just say, A, practice safe sex. B, communicate what you need and what you expect.
Yes, y'all, I'm gonna say this loud and clear. All you nice young men out there, I'm not gonna call y'all niggas, but all you nice young men, you beautiful black kings, you handsome young kings, I need y'all to communicate because it irritates me.
Wait, I agree. But beautiful black women out there, don't take what somebody gives you because that's
right.
What they're offering. Because
you're
I feel
right.
Like that happens a lot. I feel like men are very clear with their intentions and expectations. So
are
if a
they?
Man comes to you and you ask, hey, you know, I'm looking for something serious. And on day one, he says, I'm not looking for a relationship.
Yep.
And you choose to still be with him. You have
you're
lowered
right.
Your self-worth and your self-esteem. So it's on both parts. Men, you have to be open enough to communicate and mature enough to know that you can't just tell every woman, I'm not looking for a relationship and I just want to have sex. That is inappropriate. You need to grow up at this point in life. But women, you also
see,
cannot
and
just
and
say,
I'm different.
Okay, cool. I'm going to change his mind later.
See, and I'm different because if I ask you to be honest with me and you say, right now, I'm just looking to have fun, mm-hmm. be intimate. Tell me. I'm either going to be like, okay, cool. I'm down with that. Or I'm be like, okay, that's not what I'm into. We can be just friends. Not going
to
be like
right,
that.
Right, but you have to be honest with yourself.
Yeah. So, and that's the thing. Like, I want honesty. Sometimes it's a little much, but sometimes it's entertaining. But like, if that's what you want, if you're looking just to have sex and that's all you're kind of looking for right now, that is fine. I am not going to judge you for that.
Mm-hmm.
I just want to know.
Yeah.
Like, just tell me. I'm not looking for nothing serious. I'm just trying to get it in.
Right. And I feel like
okay,
Molly made a mistake because she never asked.
I'm either going to...
She just assumed. I think at the age that they are right now, she should have asked that question. Like, you didn't need to find out because you guys were on your way somewhere and you're trying to act super cool and like, hey, you're going on a date? Ha ha ha.
I think it's because, and you're right, I agree, like, if they had, especially if they've already been on a couple of dates, I probably would have asked from the first date, and maybe that's too much, like, okay, cool, we're having a good time. Are you, you know, you dating other people?
Right.
If we're actually, you know what I mean? If we're not just trying to get it in, because when you're just getting it in, you don't really care.
Okay.
I mean, that's just,
yeah,
you
yeah.
don't. That's how women and men think. But if you're actually going on more than one dates, I would hope I would have already asked you. Or you would have already asked me. That's
I agree.
It.
I agree. Molly let it fester and she took it her attitude to the party. And then she could have messed up something that was good that she had going for herself, because instead of like having the mature conversation and saying, you know what, I lied in the car, I'm not dating anyone else, and I honestly thought that you weren't either, so at this point I have to like gather my thoughts and see if this is something that I would like to participate in or if I'm done. She became a 15-year-old child and was like, oh, I'm cool. Yeah, it's good. We all good here. I'll catch you later. Like, he rolled with you to the party.
That's so rude.
You're in California. I don't know how far he lived from Inglewood. And he had to lift all the way home?
That's like expensive.
Because you mad?
Trust me, it's expensive.
Because you mad that you didn't ask a question or that you didn't initiate a conversation that was important to you, because it wasn't important to him. So I don't necessarily feel like it was on him to say something. If you have a standard of it's me and me only, then you have to bring that up. He can't read your mind.
Yeah. Again, that would have been something like the first, even second date. I only like to date, you know, one person at a time.
Mm-hmm.
How do you, you know, it's just like, that's something there's that I so feel many like ways to discuss when it. You're getting to know someone, because you can go on a date and not really know them. That's how you get to know people, dating them. That's the whole purpose of dating them, right? So what the hell were y'all talking about? I mean,
like I said, A, it's a simple conversation. But it's all about communication.
There's times where my communication hasn't been A1.
Yeah, but hopefully you're learning. I mean, at this age, if I like it, I like it. And if I don't, I don't. If I want it, I want it. If not, I don't. And I should feel comfortable and have enough self-worth that I look at a situation and say, this isn't for me. Like, although I'm attracted to this person, I'm not willing to tolerate what comes with them. So I'm not going to do it.
Yeah, and that's okay.
But she just went about it the wrong way. I just feel like Molly is going to be the thorn in my side.
You can, yeah, she's definitely going to. Season. She gonna mess up. I feel like she gonna mess up a lot of stuff.
I mean, this is only episode one, and I'm already like, girl, sit down somewhere.
Oh, she gonna be mad. I was like, oh, she get on my nerve at the end of the episode. I was like, I can only imagine what she about to do the rest of the season.
And sadly, I liked Molly before this. Tiffany was always like, oh.
You know what's crazy? Molly's always been that character that made me mad. Every single season, she's always done something that just like, why? It seemed like you just do stupid stuff.
She's just like she's like a passive-aggressive hater. So, like, think about season one, episode one, her Asian coworker was dating the black guy. Like, instead of being upfront or just telling her, hey, like, you know, this kind of makes me uncomfortable, or I'm not really comfortable with this situation or your situation, however you feel like it was necessary to bring it up and let her know in the beginning how you felt about it, she was just kind of nasty with it. And I don't like it. Like, if you don't like that she's dating Jamal, then you don't need to be all up in her face asking about how her day went and all of this other kind of stuff. But then as soon as she gets engaged, you pissed off and you she mad in the bathroom. Mad. Like,
I'm like, what are you mad at? Again.
Did you ever date Jamal? I don't think so.
That's what I say. She be mad about stuff that has nothing to do with her. And I'm like, girl.
Because her life doesn't look the way.
Makes no sense.
Yeah, because her life doesn't look the way that she thinks it should look. Like, that's supposed to be me. Says who? Oh, insecure. I already can't wait for next Sunday.
I know. I hate having to wait every week, but it's like,
but then I can't wait like all the weeks and not watch it.
I know,
because it's of people like us who wanted to talk about what happened.
I know. Y'all make sure y'all check out Insecure. If you haven't watched it, catch up on the first three seasons.
If you're bored, then watch Tiger King's where I was going with that. But some black show that's premiering this week is Black AF. Hashtag Black AF comes out on Netflix on April the 15th. I watched the trailer. And Ashley did as well.
Yes, I did.
What did you think about it?
I want to see it because, you know, I just like anything that's black related. But I don't really know what to expect. It looks like it's just like a more live version of Kenya Barris's life, which Blackish is based off of.
Mm-hmm.
And I've always loved Rashida Jones, just like in other stuff. So I'm excited to see it. I see there's like a lot of different people who like pop up in it, apparently.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, we'll see how it goes.
It looks good. I mean,
it looks a little bit more real, especially since Kenya Burris is actually in acting it.
Yeah.
In it. Mm-hmm. So that's what I'm excited to see.
Although it's scripted, I like the vibe of the live moments in it.
Yeah.
Like, it's a scripted show that feels real, and I don't feel like we do that well often. You can't even compare them because they're totally different things, but like with Insecure, you get this is my life thing, but with that show, you're not looking for that.
Yeah.
You're looking for, okay, this is like a reality TV show type scripted TV show. And that's what I'm interested in.
So I'm interested to see like the differences from Black-ish, even though like I know they're different, mm-hmm. but they're the same almost to me. So I don't know. It's hard to explain.
I wonder how he feels about it. Like, which one would you? I mean, I know that one getting ratings is awesome.
Already talked about it before, how Black-ish was loosely based on his, you know, wife and kids and stuff. Mm-hmm. So I think this just might maybe take like a deeper look into, again, and like very uncensored, so we can see like more of the nitty gritty.
Well, I'm excited.
Me too.
It looks pretty good to me. The first time I saw it, I'm like, that's definitely my kind of show. So we'll see what he comes up with. And do you know how long each episode is?
No, I don't.
I'm hoping it's not 30. I'm sick of 30-minute episodes. I need more.
Well, in their defense, when you make TV shows, it's very hard.
And?
So just shooting like even a 30-minute episode can take a long... I mean, they take shoot like seasons over 8-9 months.
I mean, I guess it's like if something works, that's then a lot. Why fix it? But yeah. But Insecure, I mean, it felt longer. Like those 4 minutes, I felt them. I felt all four of them. I felt
those 4 minutes.
I did. But like...
when that came out...
an hour? I just need it. Okay, so like have you watched Little Fires Everywhere?
I haven't watched it yet.
Kerry Washington and Reese Witherspoon. Mm-hmm. Great show. It's like 57 minutes. I need all of those. I need all 57 of those minutes. Like,
yeah, I heard it was good. I heard the books were really good too.
I did too. I refuse to read them now that I've started the TV show.
Well, I don't know if it's books or a book.
I think it's one book.
Yeah, but I heard it was like a book.
I always feel like I have to finish one before I do the other, and I watch the show first, so now I gotta wait to read the book. So yeah, it's a mental thing. It's clearly all in my head. Anyways, guys, if you have not watched Insecure, if you are interested in hashtag Black AF, or Tiger King, make sure you check them out. Insecure is on HBO.
Yes.
Tiger King, which is not a must-see, but it's kind of, it's entertaining documentary. That's on Netflix, and hashtag Black AF is also on Netflix. Yeah.
Okay, guys. Thank you for tuning in. Make sure you hit us up on Facebook at thriving.surviving.podcast.
On Instagram at thriving.n.surviving. Or by email at thrivingsurviving77@gmail.com. We want to encourage you to go back and listen to previous episodes. We are going to head out, and we shall speak with you all next time.
Yes.
Bye.
Bye.